Namaskar everyone, to all the listeners who are listening to this podcast, welcome. Today or tonight to say, I'm gonna talk about the thing that means much to me. A question, if it doesn't means to you, why bother asking it? So that's what I mean. Whenever a question I present to you, or something that I'm confused of, it really means to me, and I really want to know, or to at least know what you think about it. So one question that comes in my mind today, and I want to know about it from whoever listening to this podcast, please share your, whatever you call it, your opinion or what you know of it, your knowledge, your experience, your observations, share it. Because as a youth, you know, as a youth, I may require some guidance from someone who knows, who have lived their life or experienced that steps, which I'm going to talk about now in this podcast. So let's start. I want to know about only one question. And that is, as a youth, you know, because I'm a youth of India. So as a youth of whichever nation you are, there is a tremendous opportunity for us that never have been. We are this much well equipped, this much capable, and we can literally communicate to the whole entire world. That's just in our hands, the smartphone, which gives us the, you know, the ability to communicate with this kind of power as a youth of any nation. How can you balance your life? By that I mean, how can you balance your life? Because as a youth, you have a mixed emotions, and you know, emotions a little volatile, or sometimes you know, not a stable kind of situation. It's an exuberant times, you know. So in these times, how to balance your act, your thoughts, your emotions, your actions? You can do it by exercising. That's a one way, but not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, you know, spiritually. How can one balance themselves in these times? Because a lot of information barraging from various platforms, whether it's physical or digital. You know, there was a day when we in India, when we, at those times, when I was a little kid, still I am in a sort of way, when I was a little kid, a story told by my grandmother or by my mother of a little goat whose grandmother called him because the goat was weak, he was not eating well. So grandmother was, you know, worried. She wanted her beloved grandson to be well fed and beloved, so she one day called him to, you know, her house, and he has to overcome a huge jungle with a lot of predators around it. So he outsmarted them and finally reached grandmama's house, and where he was well fed and he was very joyful. And then he again go back from the jungle crossing and again outsmarting those predators to his home, back to his mama. So these kind of stories, you know, I was bewildered by this story. And right now, if I just open my phone, there are millions of stories and questions and stuffs, especially in YouTube. People know everything. You know, if you want to know the God's address, people know that. You want to know about atom, well, people think they know that. You want to know how to become successful, well, every goddamn YouTuber knows how to become a successful, how you can become successful. But that's not my question. My question is, peace is not the highest goal in your life. It's just a necessity. If you want to enjoy your lunch even at the afternoon, you at least must be peaceful, right? So peace and balance, this comes with, I think this comes with what we call responsibility. Responsibility is not a burden. It is the ability to respond to a situation. It's called a responsibility. So how to enhance your capabilities to respond according to the situations? So this question I want to know from you. How to respond, not to react, but to respond. For that you need to be in balanced conditions, whether body, mind, or you know, energy, whatever. So what do you think, or what do you do to provide yourself or to maintain your balance of life? If you can share these stories with us in this podcast, or people around the world can know this, so they may benefit from it and they may change or turn their life around, and they can become balanced. And once the foundation is balanced, then you can create a block by block, a full, you know, Burj Khalifa you can create. But first you need balance of life. So how do you do that? That's why I'm asking this question, because this question means to me as much as I'm sure means to many, especially the youths. So I'm about to end this podcast right now, and I want to say that thank you for listening to this podcast. If you like, this is not YouTube, so you can't like, share and comment, but you can do some. I'm new at this, so you may share this podcast if you like, and I will see you soon with many questions that intrigued me, which I think I should ask and know people's, whatever people have to share about. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I will see you next time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my stream. This is a podcast stream I'm doing. My name is Sandeep Sarkar. Few questions that I find interesting, I talk about that, but suddenly the world has shifted towards, we can call it a paradigm shift. What has happened is we were going through our lives unconsciously. We were doing stuff, we were doing things just for the sake of doing, and we were ignorant. And this is all happening, and in the middle of all of this, a virus appears. And suddenly, we are the animals who are locked in the cages. And now we face a situation where only the one who acts consciously, who takes care of himself and his family, is gonna able to survive this long season. This is not the end of the world, but don't make it seem like an end of the world. That's what I'm trying to say to you. So in these situations where everybody is in their home with their family, it is time to take care of yourself, take care of your family, think about your life, where were you headed, why were you headed, what will you do, how will you do. It is time to not panic. It is time to, you know, that will happen. It is coming. Make sure it doesn't come to you and your community, your family. Precaution is better than cure. So do it now. So the question that I wanted to ask here, or I wanted to know, is not a question really, it's an observation for me. It's an experience that how fragile of a life we are. A simple virus, an enemy which is unknown, which is not physical really, is capable of killing all of us. This is something that this generation has never faced before. It's challenging times. So when challenge comes, it is time to act sensibly, know the rules of the game and play according to it with the best of your capabilities. Just do that. Just follow the rules of washing hands and cleaning yourself or your environment, taking care of your family. Do not panic, because this is inevitable. This virus is going to spread. Virus is actually not trying to kill you, but it is so aggressive right now in a stage that our system cannot handle it. So it is, make sure that your system is well to do. For that, if you just panic sitting there, it won't gonna help. Do something. It is time to rethink about your life. Maybe heal your relationships with your own family. This is not the time to quarrel about or fight about. This is the time to unite. First with your family, then your neighbor, then the society, and then the whole world. Finally gonna, when this kind of incidents happen, people either gonna panic or gonna come close. Come close in a sense that the motive is same. Not come close physically, because you should not do that in these incidents. So just be careful. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't panic. And take care. Until then, I am Sandeep Sarkar. I'm gonna see you at the end of this.